Okay, the next presenter is Stefan Funke. He's talking about how he messed up. Stefan is the head of network at Interlink and head of network and infrastructure at Interlink, and he and his team are responsible for developing, operating, and expanding Interlink's global network. Stefan.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. I don't see any one of you because the light is so bright. Which is great because I wanted to ask some questions, but nevertheless. So this talk is about how we messed up, how we route leaked basically everything to everyone due to a fun Arista bug. To make it short, this talk is not about blaming Arista, quite in controversy. We actually have a very good relationship with Arista. They helped us very fast and very good to solve this bug, actually. This talk is more about what Sascha said in this morning during the opening. Sascha from IPHA said we should share knowledge. We should transfer knowledge and what we did good or what we did wrong to the younger generation, and we believe in that. So that's why we share this talk with you, and we want to share our experience with this bug, because this is something that you can possibly also step in if you're using Arista hardware in the same way we do it. And then, so this is for you, just a heads up. If you're planning to do the same thing, don't do it unless you have a fix for it. So, the magic device is not doing magic. Next slide, please. I opened the magic box. Cables, more cables. Yes, oh, now it's working. Thank you very much. So, this talk, I guess when we talk about internet and we talk about BGP and network in a broader spectrum, and you know, AS networks talking with other AS networks, every one of you is doing your job to make the internet a safe place, I guess. So every one of you, show of hands, who is, no, it's not, it's the wrong slide deck, sorry. So I guess every one of you is filtering based on AS sets. Every one of you is probably checking for APKI invalids before you accept invalid announcements in the internet. And all of you probably have BGP max prefix limits configured for your at least IXP sessions and your downstream sessions. And if you do this, please raise your hand. And I cannot see you because the lights are so bright. So I guess everyone showed a hand. Great job, everyone. In reality, not everyone is doing this. So not every downstream we have is doing it, which is fine if you're a smaller company. But if you don't do, please check if you can do some safeguarding in your configurations. Not every tier one provider is doing this, especially not one with Swedish roots, not calling out any names. And well, we learned pretty fast. So if you freak something up in the internet, people will notice it very, very, very fast. So this is a story about something called routing control functions. In this case, it's about Arista routing control functions, but RCF is not limited to Arista. It also exists in other vendors like Nokia. And this is about specifically this bug. So you can find the slides online, right? So you can just look up the bug case, bug number. And in case you haven't heard about this, so what is RCF? RCF is a routing control function. It's a language that can be used to express route filtering and attribute modification logic in a powerful and programmatic fashion. Obviously, this is not my text. This was copied from Wikipedia. It's basically a function. It's basically a script language you can use on your routers or switches to do magic on different things on the device. We use RCF to check for max prefix lengths to control and manipulate BGP sessions in general. We do manage BGP flow spec rules with it. We set the next hop, check for BGP bogon announcements. Drop RPK invalids, check the AS prefix and the AS and path list of peers. And we filter for tier one paths. So if you're downstream and advertise something from tier one providers, which you probably shouldn't do, we will filter this. And we all we use our RCFs to do so. We have lots of RCF functions defined. And we have BGP sessions, obviously. And then we just add those RCF functions to BGP sessions. In our case, those RCF functions have specific names. So in this example, you see the names are the IP version, the NDAS number, and then we have something like in and out. If you live in a Juniper world or somewhere else, you probably have some apply rule sets and whatever, and we do this in Arista and RCF. And this was okay until there was one customer who said, we'd like to have multiple BGP sessions with you on the same device, but every BGP session should have a different config. For example, they wanted to have one session with a default route, one with a default route in a full table, and probably another session where they wanted us to filter based on a different AS set, which is fine. So all we had to do is just rename all the RCF functions. So we came up with a new magic RCF naming convention, which included not only the IP version, the new naming scheme should also include the peer IP and include the IP BGP session type or function type, because we have multiple versions or multiple kind of BGP sessions. And if you do this, you will notice, okay, if you want to add the IP to the function name, there are some IPs who use dots in it, and some people even use colons and IP addresses. I don't know what those people are. But you have to do some string manipulation, right? So you have to convert numbers and dots and colons into something machine readable. And after we did this, so now those BGP sessions look a bit different. For example, now we have a BGP session type is now flow spec, but still V4. Then there's the AS number, and then it's the IP address, and then there's in and out. So now we can have multiple functions for the same peer, but with different functionality in the background. So all we had to do now is apply the new function names to the new BGP to the existing BGP sessions. Obviously, we don't do this manually. We do everything automated. Paul talked about this earlier. So we generate a config via Ansible, copy the generated config to the device, then get a configuration session on the device, copy the generated config to the current configuration, generate a diff, do a configuration checkpoint, and then commit the new config to with a commit timer on the device. And obviously, we're just renaming things. What should possibly go wrong, right? You just rename something. You didn't change any of the functions. So nothing should happen. In reality, this happened. So my phone didn't stop. And the world was totally screwed. What happened is I got the message I have to be faster, although I should have 3 more minutes. So the expected behavior was, if you apply a new function name to a BGP session, what happens is that the RCF agent picks this up, compiles the new functions, and while it's compiling, the existing BGP session points to an undefined rule set, which then should withdraw anything but not leak anything. In reality, something different happened. While the BGP, while the RCF agent was still compiling, all the sessions with unknown new configuration functions pointed to the same empty whatever memory space in the backend, and we basically have like high volume BGP groups and low volume BGP groups. and the device decided to take one of the higher volume BGP groups and then leaked all the routes to all the other BGP sessions, which obviously is not good. Obviously, we tested this in a lab. So we, while testing it, that had no impact. Then we then decided to roll it out over the whole network. And at the beginning, we didn't see any impact. So that's why we started with lower populated POPs. And then lower populated POPs, we didn't see impact. Then we came to higher populated POPs, and then hell break loose. I guess I said the workaround for this is the way you can really duplicate your CF functions, do this and do that, and you know, do a workaround or just shut down BGP sessions and then bring it up again with a new name. This is what we decided to do. So we called into our customers, told them, hey, we will do maintenance. There will be a disruption of a few seconds, and then it will come up again. So if you're interested in this, Arista fixed this bug actually very, very fast. So there is a release. This issue was fixed really fast. If you plan to rename RCF functions in your environment, make sure you have the latest version running, or at least one of the versions mentioned on the slide, or check in with the lovely Arista people behind me on the venue space. And again, sorry that we broke the internet. Sorry that devices didn't do what we want them to do. It will probably happen again. That's what we do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Stefan.